Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, the incumbent lost in Alabama yesterday. The incumbent lost in Hawaii. The incumbent lost in Utah. The incumbent or establishment candidate lost in Kentucky. It's every single race. No incumbent, whether it's Arlen Specter, it doesn't matter. No one who is an incumbent or seen as the establishment candidate is winning. And Rand Paul has extended his lead over Conway despite racism smear. This is a key article that is up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com that we need to get out there to everybody. The media demonized Rand Paul for the last 2 weeks, and what happened? Multiple polls showed that his lead only got bigger. His lead only got bigger in one poll by 6 points, in another poll by 4 points. His poll only got bigger. Now, what does that tell you? It tells you the establishment is crashing and burning, and that's why they're going to stage a new war, an economic collapse. Heaven knows, because they understand this is not one party out of favor where all the Democrats get thrown out or all the Republicans get thrown out. That baiting and switching is over. And this will be the last cycle. They'll put a bunch of Republicans in because they're mainly the anti-incumbency. Most of them are going to get bought off, and then people are going to go completely ape, and it's going to be just independence. And the states are all rebelling and revolting and taking back their power. The globalists are in trouble, ladies and gentlemen. The globalists are in big trouble. Okay, I just got two phone calls from people bringing up dealing with the flotilla. Racial identity of the Jews. I think that's where that was going. And I've opened the phones up for whatever. And I don't know if it's buddies that are calling in or just you know, random chance. Sometimes I'll have like five mics in a row call in, or six people will call in from New Jersey in a row. But I mean, I don't see what any of this has to do with the issue of, is this attack on the flotilla right or wrong? And I think it was a debacle and wrong. You know, I just don't get into the black Rastafarians saying white people are the devil. Or La Raza and Mecha saying Hispanics are angels and whites are the devil, or saying blacks and Jews are the devil. Every group loves to walk around thinking they're God. And, you know what? I'm just a freedom lover who wants freedom for everybody. But go ahead and tell me about Khazars from northern Georgia and converting. And I mean, I do know about that. And Kessler's the 13th tribe. I mean, I knew about that 20 years ago. Specifically, what does it have to do with the flotilla? I understand that only 20% of the Jews in Israel are really Sephardic from North Africa, or from Spain, who really are originally from there. And so my issue is, are you saying that people from North Africa or wherever, are you saying they have no right to any land there?
Well, that's the beginning of it. It's that all.
Let me ask you this. Should all white people leave North America, like Mecha says, because we came and took this land?
Well, I'm not going to divert the conversation. We're not talking about Mecha, and we're not talking about this and that. We're talking about the deal on who owns the land. And how, say, for instance, if I used to be a Baptist and I converted to Catholicism, does that give me the right to move to the Vatican because I'm a Catholic and say that I'm living there? How is it that these people come out here and say that they're God's chosen people and God gave them the land when they are not descendants of the Israelites? They converted to Judaism between the 8th and the 10th century, and it gives them absolutely no right to own the land. Back to point number one, the treaty that was signed between the British government, Sir Henry McMahon, and Sharif Hussein, who was the representative.
No, listen,
year.
I'm familiar with that. And then the Israelis blew up the British installations to run them out. I mean, that's the Ergon, you know, the daddy and granddaddy of the White House Chief of Staff. I understand all that. My issue is they got 400 nukes. They're not going anywhere. And I want to stop my property taxes going up. But all we can talk about is Jews all day.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they own our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic, liberty films.
Most people know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to continue with your phone calls. Blondie, Corey, Frank, Sonny, and others. We got reporters popping in later in the hour from Bilderberg in Spain. Try to get some intel on what's going on there, but more and more Bilderberg Group is passe, other than their vetting of politicians. I mean, yeah, it's a meeting of 150 or so globalists, but now their agenda for world government is no longer hidden. It's out in the open. The things they say at Bilderberg are now what they say at Davos, are now the things that they say on C-SPAN. They are out in the open. Because as Brzezinski said, and I saw them change 2 years ago, I said they now know they're public. They now know we've exposed them. They understand that lying about world government, denying world government, has basically backfired on them because everybody's gotten their own documents and knows there is a world government forming. And so now they've shifted gears to go, okay, we're setting up a world government, but it's a good thing. But listen, my issue on taxes, the power to tax is the power to destroy. And literally hundreds of new taxes are being passed by counties, cities, and states and the federal government. I saw an article a few months ago where 80-plus taxes have been passed and a bunch of others pending in the state of New York alone. The power to tax is the power to destroy. And so whoever runs the New World Order, whatever power structure it is, whoever captains it, we study that, we cover that. It's the old nobility of Europe. It's all these inbred families. Regardless, we need to block them and their illegitimate world government takeover. They want to bankrupt us in their own statements. They want to bankrupt us. They want to take control of our society, and they're openly gearing up to shut down our free speech. It's already started in France. It's already started in Italy. It's already starting in Australia. They're pushing it now in England and the United States and Canada. This is going on. This is tyranny. We know what this is. And I'm here to not have a click radio show, not a click of Cult of Personality Alex Jones, not a click of the Catholics are evil and run it all, or the Jews are evil and run it all. And you're welcome to call in and talk about whatever you want. I have my view that I'm not going to get into all these niches and clubs and, no, it's the reptoids, they run it all, and Alex, you're a reptoid. You know, I stick to the facts and what I can prove. And that's why we are the most listened to alternative radio show in the world, the most viewed alternative websites, Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. That's why my films are the most virally viewed online, is because we stick to the facts, ladies and gentlemen. We lay it out. We lay out the globalist agenda and try to get the people to block it without getting into balkanization and division, which is how the New World Order controls us. We look, 99.9% of the world population, whether you're Chinese, whether you're Germanic, whether you're Jewish, whether you're Latin American, Hispanic, whether you're African, 99.99% of us are getting the short end of the stick, are being enslaved, are losing our freedoms. The New World Order is not good for us. And I am here opposing it. Who can be against that? And I know the COINTELPRO has always come at us through these different niche organizations. How many white supremacist leaders have I told you are feds? Always with the ADL, Southern Poverty Law Center, manipulating them, controlling them, FBI, trying to maintain control over the Patriot movement, trying to paint it as racist so that it isn't palatable to the general public, so people go with the establishment. What do they say? You're against health care, you're a racist. You like Rand Paul and smaller government, you're a racist. They need that. That's why the Southern Poverty Law Center got caught running the Elohim City white supremacist compound with McVeigh and Andreas Strassmeier, the German intelligence officer. That's why the major newspapers in Germany report that the modern Nazi movement is run by the government and founded by them. So they can point to them as an excuse to take other people's free speech. I understand the full paradigm. I know the game plan. I understand it. And I stand against it 110% against the New World Order. And that's why we're effective. And that's why we're loved more than anybody and we're hated more than anybody. And God has promised that no weapon formed against us shall prosper as long as we have faith and do the right thing and are honorable. And so all the attacks, all the lies, all the disinfo only energizes the work we do here on this broadcast. It only promotes us. All the lies, all the disinfo, all the deception, all the twisting, all the prevarication, all of it only sends people to this radio show and to my websites and my films and the work we've done in my book and the books I've published, because people say, I want to check into this Alex Jones. In this sea of media and alternative ideas and mainstream ideas, we stand out, and we stand out more and more. And I want to commend all of you that have spread the word about this broadcast. I want to commend all of you out there that are continuing to spread the word about the internet feeds, the streams, the local AM and FMs we're on, the global shortwave, the satellite. Thank God you're out there. We're having a huge effect. I want to continue with your calls, but I want to get to some good news first before I go to Blondie, Corey, Frank, Sonny, and others. Anti-incumbency takes down another congressman. Montgomery, Alabama, the political shooting star, otherwise known as anti-incumbency, fell on Alabama, taking down a first-term congressman who switched from Democrat to Republican just last year. The hotly contested health care overhaul was among the issues working against Representative Parker Griffith, voted out by Republicans Tuesday in the 5th Congressional District in favor of Madison County Commissioner Mo Brooks. The Tea Party support and the backing of local GOP leaders. Still bitter about losing to Griffith in 08, Brooks won Tuesday's primary with slightly more than 50% of the vote in a three-candidate field. Yeah, the establishment always runs an extra to sabotage it. Griffith's ouster came on a day when Representative Arthur Davis lost his bid to become Alabama's first black governor in the state's Democratic primary, and New Mexico's gubernatorial primary set up a general election to debate who becomes the first female governor. Griffin's loss was the latest manifestation of an anti-establishment, anti-Washington, anti-incumbency fervor, a 2010 political phenomenon that has shaken the Democratic establishment and the Obama White House and has also caused angst in GOP leadership circles. That's right, they're scared. They had Dick Cheney campaign and speak out against Rand Paul. They had all the big neocons speak out against him. All the Israeli lobby people speak out against him because he wants to cut off aid to Israel and everybody else, by the way. You cut it all off. We're bankrupt. It's over. No more welfare for illegal aliens. No more aid to Egypt. No more aid to South Korea. No more aid to Israel. No more aid to Germany. No more. It's over. We're done paying. We're bankrupt, which the bankers wanted to do. It's done. So you got the neocons all piling in, you got the Democrats piling in, you got him basically claiming he's the second coming of Adolf Hitler. He never talked about the Civil Rights Act, never made it a campaign issue, never called for its repeal, was asked about it. The globalists knew he would give a standard libertarian answer. Well, I think it's good, but gone too far dealing with, you know, private clubs. But again, that doesn't matter. Guess what happened? I happen to have the polls right here in my hot little hand. Rand Paul survived smear campaign to maintain healthy lead over Conway. And that was an article that Watson wrote 3 days ago at PrisonPlanet.com, and he gives all the different poll numbers showing him keeping his lead or gaining 2 points or losing 1 point in one poll. Now, overall, he gained. A new poll. Rand Paul extends lead over Conway despite racist smear, and it goes through several polls, PrisonPlanet.com. Latest figures show anti-establishment candidate has recovered from coordinated media attack, making those who declared controversy to be end of Paul's political career look foolish. Yeah. All the major respected polls like Angus and Reid, Mason Dixon, and several others, Gallup. Let me read here. What's one of the other ones? Rasmussen. Show that he gained between 4 and 6 points from 20 points to 26. That's nice if you can get it. And then the fake daily cost poll shows that he's gained as well. Of course, you know, they claim that he dropped from 20 points to 6 points. Well, now he's grown from 6 in their fake poll. You know, his 6 point lead has grown even in their fake poll. So what does that tell you? It's the same thing I told Politico the day after he won, the day before the launch, the attack campaign began. I said, you know, in the article, I told the reporter, I said, I know the media is going to attack Rand Paul now. And I said, let me give you some advice sarcastically. I said, come out and endorse him. Oh, if the mainstream media endorsed Rand Paul, he would lose support. Literally. But I said, you can't do that because you're egomaniacs. You believe you've got bullets in your gun. You're out of bullets. And I told the reporter, I said, and it's on record, I said, your attacks on him that are coming are only going to bolster him. What happened? It bolstered him. It made him go up in the polls. That's, I mean, this MSNBC piece coming out against me and Rand Paul for the, what is it, is it the 14th that they're airing that, or is it the 16th? I forget. Look it up for me, that The Rise of the Right, they're going to air it reportedly more than 20 times. It's a you know, special report that they'll air over and over again. The last one was the death of Ted Kennedy that Matthews, he does like one a year usually. And it's a big hit piece. And in the TV ads, they try to make me look like a kook. They try to make Rand Paul look like a kook. They try to make soccer moms look like kooks. Hey, folks, you're the kooks, okay? The 16th, thank you, of this month, so 13 days from now. You are the kooks. Look, when you get up there and say if someone doesn't want government-run health care, that they're racist, you lost all credibility, okay? So that's why I let Nightline come down here and interview me. That's why I let CNN interview me. That's why I let them interview me. Because you don't have any credibility, Jack. You understand? People know that you're not just liberals. No, you're fake liberals working for General Electric that makes cluster bombs. You're a sick, disgusting, filthy, wart-covered fraud.
One major world crisis away from having a totalitarian type of system.
The main event is the wholesale destruction of the world economy.
The push for every nation on the globe to identify and number all of its citizens.
Friends, I hope that you will order Shadow Government from InfoWars.com. We also have some specials. You can get some of our other films half price when you order Shadow Government. A new level in production quality and in information. It exposes how a cashless society, surveillance, beast grid of total control is being put into place. This film needs to be seen. Everybody needs to get it. So order yours today. Show it to your friends, your family, your church, your neighbors, your boss, your employees. Shadow Government, ladies and gentlemen. Get your copy at InfoWars.com today. Shadow Government. It gives Big Brother a black eye. Available at InfoWars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Kero Stove for family emergency solutions.
So how exciting is this that in Utah, in Kentucky, in Colorado, in Hawaii, in Alabama, in Pennsylvania, in New York, everywhere, Democrat establishment people like Spector are being thrown out, establishment Republicans are being thrown out, and the AP, here we are a year and a half later, finally admits this is scaring the Republican Party as well. And again, I called it because I understand how they try to keep us in that left-right paradigm. A year and a half ago, remember how I noticed that at tea parties, the Republicans were trying to take them over. They'd have Senator Cornyn, they'd have Rick Perry come up to the dais at the rallies, and they would be booed off stage. And suddenly Perry went, "I'm for secession." He started literally acting like Yosemite Sam in photo shoots and video interviews, going, "Y'all kill hole, you rascally rabbit!" Whop! You know, "I shot a coyote in Austin when I was out in the woods." He actually said that. Started talking like Yosemite Sam, and some Texans went, "He won't secede. He don't like a new world order." Meanwhile, he's going to Bilderberg group meetings. "I like Perry. Yeehaw!" And Yosemite Sam actually lifting himself off the ground like jetpacks with his 45s. Elevating. "Oh, yeah, are you?" So he's the only one that survived because he knew how to, a year ago, almost a year and a half ago, when he got booed, he went from, you know, having that establishment accent and sounding like an establishment person to just like, "I'll get rid of them toll roads. I'll get rid of them Bilderbergs. I tell you, I'm downright angry." Everybody else is going down in flames. Everyone. Everyone else, every incumbent at a national level for the Congress, for the House or Senate, is terminated, is gone. What does that tell you, ladies and gentlemen? That the system is in deep trouble. And day one, so everybody can learn their tricks. I learned this. Most of you understand it, but for laymen out there that are just not tuning in, Republicans were being booed everywhere. And the media, MSNBC, came out and said it is racist, the Tea Parties are racist, and it's Republican run by Republican Party lobbyists. Totally false. But that became a self-fulfilling prophecy. They knew what was going to happen. They rushed in. The Republicans created all their fake Tea Party groups, tried to take control of it, but they haven't been totally successful. I'd say 35-40% successful. They were successful in fooling liberals to think, "Oh, I can't be part of the Tea Party. It's a right-wing thing. It's a anti-black thing." And then everybody's paranoid of each other. So they've been somewhat successful keeping us divided. But overall, incumbents are out. Democrats are in Democrat districts are voting incumbent Democrats out, establishment Democrats out. In Republican districts, they're voting establishment Republicans out. In every single case, unless you talk bad about the New World Order and act like you're Yosemite Sam, you are out of power. And by the way, when Perry continues all his treason, he's going to get in trouble. So this is very, very, very exciting. And overall, the media, Republican and Democrat-controlled media, Fox News, MSNBC, all of them, they're trying to keep it still on the Republican-Democrat reservation. They're trying to keep your choices within that paradigm. And they've done everything they can to go, "Oh, the Tea Party is a conservative thing. The Tea Party is an anti-Democrat thing. Oh, the Tea Party, it's going to really get those Democrats. It's going to get those Republicans, too." What have I been saying for a year and a half? Since Obama got into office. And now we see it clear as day, and the entire system is panicking in a big, big way today. This is so exciting. Blondie in Texas, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I'm glad you've been reiterating that a robber must be confronted with necessary and, if necessary, deadly force if they break into your home. Now, in reference to your video yesterday on Infowars.com, the two-minute one that highlighted the weapons that were held by members of a boat crew, does this mean that if Israeli commandos storm a flag vessel in international waters, the crew can't use stun grenade sticks or kitchen knives to defend themselves? Because you never brought this up with Corey Gold, and it makes it sound like you're flip-flopping on self-defense.
No, I'm not flip-flopping on self-defense. I'm just bringing in different perspectives, trying to be balanced, because there have been claims that no one even fought back. And I've stated that I believe it's illegal to attack the ship in international waters. But the thing is, I'm not hoping Turkey goes and gets in a war with Israel when this next group of ships comes in. I hope Israel lets the ships dock, and I hope that there isn't conflict.
Okay, you also stated that the flotilla may have been a stage to vent a dry Israeli response. Do you still agree with that?
Well, stay there.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for survivalseedbank.com.
You may be arrested and or subject to other police action.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Attention, an important product from HempUSA.org, microplant powder, will change your life by removing all types of positive toxins, such as heavy metals, parasites, bacteria, viruses, and fungus from the digestive tract and stomach wall so you can absorb nutrients. Microplant powder is 89% silica and packed with a negative charge that attracts positive toxins from the blood, organs, spine, and brain. This product has the ability to rebuild cartilage and bone, which allows synovial fluid to return to the joints. Silica is a precursor to calcium, meaning the body turns silica into calcium and is great for the heart. There is no better time than now to have microplant powder on your shelf or in your storage shelter. And with an unlimited shelf life, you can store it anywhere. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org. It's a great way to change your life. So call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org today.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Mark Anderson, deputy editor of American Free Press, the national weekly newspaper, is our guest joining us from Spain, from the town where they're having Bilderberg 2010. And we're also getting Jim Tucker lined up on the line as well right now. Now, it officially kicked off today, but they shut the hotel down yesterday. We had London Guardian reporter on Charlie Skelton, who was actually arrested last year in Greece. So to give us what's happening on the ground and any intel that Mark and Jim Tucker have gotten on what's on the agenda is Mark Anderson of AmericanFreePress.net. Mark, thanks for coming on with us.
My pleasure. Yeah, we've been inundated with local media and state media requests. It's been a very interesting day.
Yeah, I mean, we've gone from 33 years ago or so when the media would say that Jim was a kook and Bilderberg didn't exist, the real trailblazer on this, to now the Drudge Report in the Times of London, secretive Bilderberg Club ready for protest, and they admit they're pushing for world government there in Sitges, Spain.
Yeah, that's part and parcel of what's going on here. Lots of national and regional media interest, conventional corporate media as well. The secrecy is being stripped away, but their drive and their ambitions are a hard thing to satisfy.
Well, I saw you interviewed by Russia Today on the ground with some of the protesters there. I saw the police shoving protesters, and I even saw some of the protesters shoving the police back. and the police didn't attack them, so it looked like the police aren't wanting a confrontation. Normally, police would go haywire if somebody, you know, shoved them back, but, you know, because they're used to people submitting to their godlike authority to assault them, but not to be assaulted back. Break down the type of security you're seeing, expanding on that, any intel you're getting from inside the hotel.
The security, after I was at Hotel Dulce on June 1st, began to show up as the local police on June 2nd, and it intensified with these paddy wagons. They have mobile detention vans that the police can ride in themselves, but if they had to detain someone, they can do it on the spot. Oh, and I've been told by reliable sources that the plainclothes to private security are beginning to filter in. But what I've seen and what you saw on the Russia program was local police clearing one of those roundabouts, those round turnaround areas common in Europe, and they had to clear the grass area in the middle of that. So protesters and activists and journalists could not clearly see or as clearly see or photograph any dark tinted window cars going in. It was just to kind of limit visibility and marginalize everyone. The pushing and shoving was a lot of local activists that just said, keep your hands off me, keep your hands off me. But so far the police have showed a lot of restraint. In terms of what's going on information-wise, I know the broad brushstrokes that they have been looking at making the IMF into a world treasury and things like that. But the minutiae, the detail, we're still working on, and Jim can probably address that a little more.
Yeah, and I know Jim is trying to make his way up to his hotel room being mobbed by media. This is the complete opposite of even what was happening 10 years ago with almost no mainstream media coverage. We know this has got to be upsetting these world government schemers that they can't have their little mafia commission meetings in secret anymore.
Oh, I think it is. And the more this is done, the more they're going to get the pie in the face, so to speak, for people knowing their meeting and yet no forthcoming press releases, no, you know, openness or transparency, no lists or anything of names. Their dishonor roll, I call it. And it's, you know, at some point, something's got to give. With the Greek economy having taken a dive since last year's Bilderberg meeting in Greece, I think the Spanish see the writing on the wall. And there's a lot of Spanish people, bartenders, shopkeepers have told me that they see their economy going the same way. And, you know, as night follows day, the Bilderberg machinations, the fingerprints are all over this thing.
Mark, now, I know you and Jim have been running around throughout the city trying to reach contacts. Jim got there a day late because of his plane being delayed. Normally, he goes into the hotel before it gets shut down. I've been there with him before when this has been done in Canada and, of course, in Virginia. But tell us about some of the sleuth work you've been doing.
Well, without going into too much detail, to tip my hand too much, just generally trying to learn the ropes. I'm a newcomer to Bilderberg, not in writing and reading about it, but in actually attending one. I guess you could call me Jim's apprentice in a way. This is a very complicated affair when you're dealing with so many important people lodged into one spot, and you're trying to get information that you can consider reliable, not just information or rumors. A big thing has been to wake the town and tell the people, kind of the Z of Zorro on the wall. A lot of flyers have been circulating written in Spanish telling the average Spanish person what's going on in their town. And I produced some of those, and they went pretty viral at a lot of the protests at a train station and at different spots around Sitges, which is sort of an outreach of Barcelona, Spain, here along the Mediterranean. And the sleuth work has included this year, I was the one to go into the hotel early before they closed it down. And what was curious was there were already virtually no people there. I tried their wine and looked out over the beautiful view, but there was really hardly anyone there already. And they had that place vacuumed as clean can get. And without going into too much detail, there just wasn't any sign yet of information or people for the actual Bilderberg meeting. But there was a very distinct lack of customers. And, of course, I inquired, can I get a hotel room here in a couple of nights? And they said, no, there is a big convention. You cannot be here. You know, I was just playing with them a little bit. And, you know, there's a lot of ironies and intrigue going on, but the media coverage from all levels, and both independent and regular media, is really quite intense. A lot of TV crews have been there all day yesterday and all day or part of the day before.
Well, that's exciting. What type of what's the flavor of the reporting that's going on that you're seeing on television and in the press? Or are you unable to read it because you don't speak Spanish? I mean, I know I don't.
Well, you know, it's not so much the language barrier, though that plays a role. It's that I'm so busy doing this, what I do, that I don't have time to see the results of what they do, let alone write up what I've gathered. I managed to file a story, I think, last night. I haven't even had a chance to see if it got posted yet online.
No, it did. It's mainly about the security.
Oh, yeah, perhaps so. It's tricky. It's hard to even sometimes the reporters that you talk to don't provide all the information on what stations they broadcast on, how to dial it in.
But the point is, there's a lot of media there, so that's exciting.
It's been almost constant, and it's a great mixture of the independent bloggers right on up to your national and regional TV stations. I heard one lady reporter with a national Spanish station arguing with her editor or her boss, saying we do too much trivia, too much bubblegum, we need to do more with this, which is, you know, a good thing to hear.
Well, I was talking to Charlie Skelton yesterday from The Guardian, and he said he was talking to BBC TV. They were getting ready to run with it. And then later the editor said, look, this has been killed, or the producer he was talking to said, this story's now been killed. So we do see Bilderberg there, you know, trying to suppress the news, trying to keep real news from hitting the media, but they're having less and less control. Let me ask you this, Mr. Anderson from American Free Press, deputy editor. Did you see Zbigniew Brzezinski's speech of 2 weeks ago that we wrote about and that was later picked up and used in the speech before the EU Parliament a few days ago, quotes from our article dealing with the fact that Brzezinski basically said, for the first time in history, the whole world is awake to our world government and things are getting tougher for us?
I saw a clip of that somebody sent me, like an excerpt, and the only thing I would caution, and I think that's true, what he said, is what Taylor Caldwell, the late author, said. She warned that we shouldn't too easily believe that these power elite have large squabbles among themselves. They might have minor points of disagreement, but they do tend to think pretty much birds of a feather flock together, you know. And so some of that could be for public consumption, you know, like the Sun Tzu, The Art of War, when you are strong, appear weak. When you are weak, appear strong. We have to be very careful, and I've cautioned Jim, and Jim agrees that what Brzezinski said is probably true, but we don't want them to play possum on us. We don't want them to put out urban legends that we'll believe too easily.
Yeah, I agree with you, but I'm not a spring chicken in all of this research myself.
Of course not.
And what he said is true, just from my own research. The awakening Israel, I see it on the streets.
Yeah.
And sure, we don't want to take from this, oh, we've beat them. No, we are now just finally finding our feet and have gotten a few good blows in, so we're
exactly
in the fight. But I mean, I think the victory at Trenton by George Washington against the Hessians, in the middle of the Revolutionary War, I don't think that was them going, God, we've won the war. I think it was, my God, we're starting to win a few battles here. And the fact that world government is being set up is now mainstream news, and they've tried to keep it secret. So I think what Brzezinski is, you know, he's in the corner telling his boxers, hey, you better get in there and take this guy serious. We can take him, but you better wake up. Here's some smelling salts.
Yeah, that's a pretty good analogy, Alex. And, I think the part that's true is the public awakening. And that has got to trouble, you know, the octogenarian tyrants like David Rockefeller and his apprentices or associates like Zbigniew Brzezinski, trilateral boys. And it's got to be troubling to them because I think the patriarch Rockefeller wants to see certain things happen before he goes to the great Bilderberg meeting in the sky, you know. And excuse me, I'm a little giggly. I haven't slept hardly. And so, you know, at some point they're going to get impatient. And hopefully there won't be any strange events or big wars or, you know, they always resort to war in the final analysis.
Well, I agree with you, and that's the key intel. We can't wait till Jim's able to talk to some sources. But you can also see the Bilderberg mouthpieces more and more out in the open trying to deal with the 24-hour news cycle. They're a lot more public. Bilderberg Group members in basically pushing the agenda, and undoubtedly within days of the meeting ending, we'll see their spin on what their real agenda is. But
yeah,
certainly they're gearing up to go into Iran. That's back on the front burner. They're using this whole Mediterranean thing with Israel as a new way to kick stuff off. The whole North Korean peninsula, the George Washington mega aircraft carrier going off the coast of North Korea. I mean, war is their only card right now, or giant false flag terror attack.
That's the downside to the wonderful awakening, is that they always in the end resort to what you just said, the only card that they can play without much interference, and that's the war card. And that's, you know, I don't even have to go into why that's bad or how unfortunate that is. But yeah, that you have a rotating prime minister in Japan. They can't seem to decide on one. They have, of course, the BP spewing of the oil in the Gulf. They've got things that whether they cause these things to happen, they've got things they can exploit. And so they've got a lot of variables, maybe, but in the end, you're right. War with Iran, as Jim Tucker has reported, has been a major Bilderberg goal, perhaps on behalf of Israel. Maybe there's an element there, and then the IMF as World Treasury, perhaps the World Health Organization as a World Health Department, maybe using some swine flu-like excuse or something. But at the same time, you know, maybe war gets a little messy for them on occasion. Maybe they can only fight on so many fronts because they'll wake up the peasants even more. The media coverage has been the most heartening thing to see here. The police haven't been too rough yet. We still got about 3 days of Bilderberg to go, and we're going to be doing everything humanly possible to get accurate information and to try and get them to release some sort of press release, something, even put on a semblance of openness, although I know it's not real meaningful. But I think we need to force their hand on that.
Well, well said, Mark Anderson. I look forward to having you pop back on sometime tomorrow when you've got more intel of what's happening. We're going to work on getting Jim on coming up in the last hour, about an hour and 15 minutes from now, to get him to pop in. I know he's got jet lag and is exhausted and trying to make his way up to his room right now. So I'm going to put you on hold with my producer here in just a moment, so you guys can try to work that out, because you're there basically assisting Mr. Tucker. But before you go, tell folks how they can subscribe to the American Free Press and get all these detailed reports that will come out in the next few days on Bilderberg.
Online, it's AmericanFreePress.net. That's AmericanFreePress.net. Call 888-699-NEWS. That's 888-699-NEWS for subscription information, or if you want to just get a specific insert or issue. And then you can get a 16 weeks for $17.76 trial subscription during the holidays. Sometimes it's 16 weeks for $16. That's 4 months of the, you know, foremost leading national news weekly. And it's among the independent media like yours and Republic Magazine that is really trying to sort of dislodge the corporate media in America and show that there's other voices out there.
Absolutely. We're going to break here in about 2 minutes. So I want to speak to you during the break, but I'm going to hand you over to Jaron right now. We'll talk to you again soon, sir. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Alex. Appreciate it.
You bet. We'll get Mark Anderson on tomorrow or Sunday. Sunday might be the show, live 4 to 6 p.m. Central. We do shows 6 days a week here, if you just tuned in, because so much happens over the weekend. I do a 2-hour abbreviated broadcast transmission because so much is happening. But maybe we should work on getting Tucker and Anderson on then as well, because then they'll have all their notes in hindsight and we can get some real intel, because things are just now kicking off. You know, it starts officially Thursday, some arrive on the Wednesday, and then they have the meeting Thursday evening, Friday, Saturday they play golf generally, and then Sunday they leave. We always get valuable info from Tucker. There's other people go to the meetings and kind of get some good intel, make some stuff up. But there's other folks that get good information as well. But more and more, I mean, I'm just calling it like it is. Bilderberg is more about the spectacle of the elite trying to meet in secret, trying to suppress media coverage. The world government's now out in the open. And, I mean, now this isn't Jim Tucker 30 plus years ago talking about world government and, you know, digging through the trash at Bilderberg and sneaking in and getting key info. And that still happens. Now it's out in the open. A global constitution of the private central banks that you will pay carbon taxes to. And Obama is hell-bent to get this through, and he's saying, well, because of the BP spill, he's got to do this now. Because, you know, they've had this problem, and because they can't seem to fix it, and just so happens Goldman Sachs dumped most of their more than half their stock just on BP days before, and now Obama says, see, we need carbon taxes, we need an environmental takeover because of this oil spill. And then BP, of course, is the chief globalist oil company, that one of the top companies that's at Bilderberg, owned by the royal family of England and the Dutch royal family of the Netherlands in conjunction on record. This is one of the top New World Order operations. I mean, you watch my film, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, that covers Bilderberg, their agenda, eugenics, the whole New World Order system. You watch that film, and you very, very quickly realize that you know, these people absolutely must be stopped and that they're not going to give us any quarter. And it's very important for everyone out there to get Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement on DVD. That's probably overall the most important film I've ever made, because it gives you, in 2 hours and 35 minutes, the entire spectrum of what we're facing. We'll be right back with your phone calls and a lot more than Victor Ostrowski joins us.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com, or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQUAAqua.com. Or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
All right, I'm I'm going to go to some of your phone calls. Corey, Sonny, Bruce, Free Patriot, Ian, in this segment, the next. And then we've got Victor Ostrowski on. I've had a lot of callers today. You heard them, critical of what I had to say about the flotilla. And, you know, implying that I was saying people didn't have a right to defend themselves. Again, more straw man arguments. I don't care if people hate me. I mean, that's what folks don't understand. It doesn't hurt me. You know, people make stuff up or exaggerate or build straw men. I just feel sorry for people not being honest about what I've said. I was pointing out that I saw press reports where the people on that ship had claimed that they were fired on first, and now watching the videos, it looks like they were attacking people first. Now, clearly, the boarding is a form of assault. And I got a guest coming on who's critical of it. You know, it's so tribal. It's like you got to be on the pro-Israel side or you got to be on the anti-Israel side. And I'm rebellious, folks. I'm not going to be on either side. I'm here covering the issues. And you know, the articles on Infowars.com and PrisonBunny.com have been critical. You know, I'm trying to, in my own little way, stop some type of confrontation. But I'm not out there in the Mediterranean. I'm not boarding the ship. And I'm not beating the Israelis with the poles. You know, I'm here in Texas calling for the Second Amendment and sovereignty and supporting our borders and liberty. And you know, a lot of what it is that people are just jealous of this radio show. You got a lot of people that are in the alternative media, a lot of people that have websites, blogs, make films, and they think I'm like floating around on cloud nine and that I know all these Hollywood people and I'm so cool. No, what I am is a hardworking person sitting here in a office park in South Austin, who bust my butt, you know, who's going to be working at 10 o'clock tonight, in the fight against the New World Order. And so that's why I've been successful. And, it just frustrates me that so much energy is spent on Alex Jones. I'd say maybe 20% of internet activity, that's anti-New World Order is actually about me, positive and negative. I've never tried. I mean, I could start organizations. I just supported Luke Radowski, and now We Are Change has hundreds of chapters everywhere. I mean, all these tyranny response teams are everywhere. All these other organizations, we have energized. My audience is energized. I could have some big organization and be some big leader and have groups under me. I don't. I don't want to be your leader. If I was an egomaniac, though, I would probably form an organization and really try to reach for a lot of political power. But that's not even what I want. I understand the power of getting individuals to take action, of getting individuals to reach out, and getting individuals to expand their paradigms. That cannot be stopped. You know, if this is a movement about Alex Jones being the big leader, then it can be decapitated. But if it is an idea, as V for Vendetta says, is bulletproof. So we're going to go to break, cram in some calls, and we've got Victor Ostrowski joining us after that. But I do want to, again, encourage listeners and thank listeners that have supported this broadcast. You support it by spreading the word about the radio show. You support it by supporting the sponsors, local AM and FM sponsors and Genesis sponsors and our sponsors, our web sponsors. And you also support us when you buy the books and videos, which are the best out there. That's just not me saying that. I mean, that's you support it by reviewing our films and calling the talk radio and talking about my films. You support it by buying the videos or by giving us donations. Infowars.com or write to us at P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. And the New World Order is not going to stop us. The haters aren't going to stop us. Nobody's going to stop us if it's God's will. And I believe it's God's will we succeed together.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.